77 WABC.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Buzz, good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzy.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz, buzz.
The only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee, just keep that radio tuned in to 77 WABC.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
I know there's a lot of you going to work today on a Saturday. Hopefully you have 77 WABC tuned in and House Smarts Radio. That's me, Lou Manfredini. Say hello to Bruce when you call in. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Good morning to Lindsay. How are you this morning?
And good morning. Good.
We did that little open there, talked about the LED light bulbs and the buzzing, and someone sent me a letter. I think that anyone that is on an AM radio station should know this if they do not. Did you know that the electric cars, I need to find out, how many electric cars are registered in the greater New York City area? Because they cannot listen to House Smarts Radio.
No way.
Yeah. Tesla, okay. I believe. Now, I don't drive a Tesla, but according to this article, they don't even offer an AM radio in their car.
Really?
Yeah. And the Chevy Bolt, which, you know, I love the Chevys, I'm a Chevy guy, which I actually would buy that Chevy Bolt. I think that's a really cool-looking car. It's an all-electric car. They don't have an AM radio. So evidently, that was a very good reaction, by the way. Too bad it wasn't on camera because you were like, really looked, you know, like, what? It's like you were trying out for a performance. Anyway, the electromagnetic frequency that comes off the electric motors is the same as the AM frequency. And so it buzzes in the car. And they know this and like, well, you know, people aren't listening to AM radio. Yeah, they are. We need to fix this.
I had no idea that.
I know.
Huh.
And so we need to figure out how we're going to fix. The easy example is, and this might be a little too inside radio for people, but there is an HD signal that radio stations can broadcast in, even AM radio stations. And so it would be like, you know, instead of 77 on your AM dial, it would be 77 point something. Or it may be even on the FM dial, but it's a different kind of frequency. And then you literally, now you can also stream it, you know, if your car is set up in such a way that you can connect your smartphone to your car like you would listening to music off of your phone, and you could stream through the app. But you know what I don't like about the app? You don't get to hear all the commercials. Again, for you, the listener, might be a good thing. For me, the commercial radio guy, we love commercials. So anyway, more to come on the electric cars, no AM radios. I was shocked.
Who knew?
Who knew? All right. Our new to Lou 2 looks a lot like the thing you put around a dog when it had surgery.
I do make note of that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course.
But I have to tell you, this problem when you're cooking drives me crazy. It is. Does it drive you crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The splattering and stuff when you're cooking greasy foods, and then you get all that cleanup, and you just clean the stove and whatever, or the countertops, it really drives me crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little OCD in the kitchen about stuff in the sink and the countertops being clean.
Hmm.
Like, I don't like seeing a lot of food on the countertops and whatnot. And so, and I love to cook. So, I mean, I'm not like crazy, like, hey, when I'm cooking, flowers all over the place or whatever, that's fine. You know, that's the whole thing. But
then
clean it up.
Right.
I'm not walking away. I mean, we have teenagers, and so, in particular, a teenage boy, and he'll have friends over, and I'll come home after something, and there'll be a sink full of dishes, you know, and I'm like, scrape it, rinse it, load it. That's our thing at our house. Scrape it, rinse it, load it.
Because the Manfredinis have no disposal.
Right, we have no garbage disposal.
Which is crazy to me.
So that is one thing we're going to talk about. Then, this tis the season for fireplaces and enjoying the fireplace and making sure that you're comfortable and, you know, you can gather people around it. You and I were just talking driving in this morning that you're actually going to start putting up Christmas decorations. So you're ready. But is your fireplace safe? There's a terrific website that you have heard me talk about on this show many times that is a great location for you to find quality chimney sweeps. We're going to talk with one of the – I believe we've talked or spoken with Russ before.
I actually don't know.
Really? Yeah, his last name sounds familiar to me. So we're going to talk a little bit about safety when it comes to the chimneys. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's talk to Wendy, who is in Westchester. Wendy,
hi.
You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi. You know, I bought the Sheffield porcelain touch-up kit for the scratches on our white sink in the kitchen, which is from 1958.
Okay.
Do you have any recommendations? Is it dangerous or...
This is a little touch-up kit that's in.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a bottle, like nail polish, right?
Yeah.
So it's not dangerous. No. It is an enameled paint. I will tell you this: the scratches that you have, are they deep, Wendy? Are they
not real deep? But there's a few, and it's from 1958.
Okay. So the deeper ones, can you see sort of the black cast iron underneath?
Yeah. I guess it is a black cast iron.
Yeah. The key with this is that I want you to lightly just do you do your own nails? Do you do your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Light coat, let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Light coat, let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
If you go too heavy, you're gonna have like a dollop, and it's gonna look like you spilled paint.
Uh huh.
And so, if you just do a couple light coats, it will look a lot better than what you have right now.
Uh huh.
And then just avoid scrubbing the sink in those areas with a. Something abrasive like a scouring pad when you go to clean it.
Uh-huh.
But the stuff works pretty well.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's not dangerous at all.
And it says if it's some acetone thing if you're cleaning it a little on the sides or no?
Just like nail polish because it's a petroleum-based product to give you that shine.
But now, otherwise you think it'll help it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, are any of these areas you're going to touch up near the countertop or are they all
in the
sink?
No, not near the countertop. It's more near the drain that goes down in the middle.
Yeah, so what you may want to do around the drain is take a little painter's tape or masking tape around the drain portion, just so you don't spill it. But, it's nail polish. So, it's like a little bitty brush like you're doing your nails, and so you're going to take your time and put
a
little
dab on
there.
So you think these things are good temporarily?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot. How long do you let it dry, do you think?
It probably, with a light coat, will dry in about 10 minutes, and then you can recoat it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Appreciate
you
calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. In North Babylon, Bernice is on the line. Bernice, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any simple solution to a leak that I have in the basement that they tell me is a structural leak that all of the houses in my development have? We all have the same spot. When it rains a certain way, like yesterday, there's a flood. But everybody has it, and I just don't know if there's a simple way to correct it.
Now, Bernice, where they're talking about this leak, can you see where it's coming in, or is it finished in your basement?
Well, the basement is finished, but I do see where it's coming in.
Do you see the actual foundation wall, or are you just like, it comes in underneath this spot?
It's on the ground. I think it's the water table that comes up. Yeah.
Okay. The floor is unfinished or finished?
Well, the floor had a rug on it, which I have disconnected from the cement in that area so I can blot it virtually. But it's underneath the stairs going to the basement, and everybody's house has the same spot.
Okay.
At one point, the builder has said to me that each house has the same thing because there was a floor in the plans. It's not a place where you really can dig anything up and put a pump there, or It's right at the edge of the house.
Now, a basement waterproofing contractor on that area will probably tell. Now, you do not have a sump pump, correct?
No.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's some inherent design flaw if everybody has this problem.
Yes.
Someday, when you go to sell this house, Bernice, you're going to have to disclose the fact that you have this water issue.
Yes.
How long are we going to live in this house?
About 40 years.
All right. I like that. Then it's worth your investment because you probably need to hire a basement waterproofing company to come in and put in perimeter drain tile.
Okay.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to come into the basement. They're going to cut out about 18 inches of the floor around the perimeter of the basement from the wall coming in. And they're going to dig down probably a foot and a half. And then they're going to put a pipe all the way around the perimeter, like they're putting a belt around your pants. And then at one end of that, they're going to put a sump pump. And they're going to grab all that water and that water table before it comes into your home. And they're going to pump it out. They'll repatch the concrete there so you can put the rug back. But now you're going to manage this water. Now, this is not, Bernice, an inexpensive proposition. Okay? I'm going to say, you know, I don't know how big the basement is, but $5,000 is going to be kind of your starting point, or you may do it for $5,000, but that's the number. But now you have a transferable warranty. You have the peace of mind that it's not going to leak anymore. And when you go to sell, you're going to be at an advantage over everybody else.
Well, thank you very much for that information. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Do you want a name of somebody? Because we have a couple companies in the area that have been part of the show, and one in particular that we just talked to is a company called Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation. I can give you their website if you want.
Please.
All right. Ready? Healthy Way. NJ.com, but they work all over the tri-state area. Healthy Way, N as in Nancy, J as in Jones.com.
I thank you. You've made my morning so much better.
Oh, well, I like that. Hey, that's not a bad way to start the day. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We've got phone lines open if you'd like to call. The number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
What pesky problems around the house are bugging you?
Our dishwasher smells.
Now's the time to call.
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my
Welcome back.
Home was never on the ground. I've got no roots.
I was driving with my, talking about smelling, I was driving... my youngest son is applying to colleges, and we've been looking at schools, and we drove for a while in a car, and I was worried that I went back out last night, and my car smelled like a teenager, a teenage boy. You'll see someday.
By the way, I'm sorry. I had garlic again last night.
Oh, here we go.
I know.
You're wrong.
I mean, it was so bad.
Thank you to all the people that are not in the studio today. What was it last week that you had Brussels sprouts?
My fight. Oh, yeah, kale. Right. Oh, it tasted so good. I know.
800-848-Brussels sprout. No, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's go to Queens, where Lori is on the line. Lori, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I enjoy your show very much. You're very entertaining and helpful.
Thank you. How can I be helpful to you?
My hot water heater. It's going on 10 years old. It looks brand new. It's not leaking. Should it be replaced?
Okay. So when I tell you this, then it may decide for you, but the average life of a water heater is 7 to 10 years in the U.S.
Okay.
Now, okay? Mm-hmm. That being said, it all depends on the water quality in your area, okay? Queens has nice water. You know what I mean? It's not super hard. It's not hard on the water heater. I will tell you, and I assume that the water heater is not giving you any problems?
None.
Okay. Water heaters only go out when it's inconvenient, right? Like you're going to work and there's no hot water. Or you're, you know, you have friends over for the weekend. And then it becomes an emergency situation where you call the plumber to come out and change it out, and it costs you more because it's like, hey, I need water, and okay, lady, we'll be out there in the afternoon, and, you know, there's a service charge and the ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. You will always get a better price if you schedule the replacement of a water heater. So it all depends, Lori, on your peace of mind.
I understand. I did call, and they want $1,500 to replace a 50-gallon tank.
Yeah, I mean, that's about the going rate. I mean,
okay.
Here's the thing. I would call around for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I would also, when you're, do you have a pen or a pencil?
1 second.
All right. Cause,
okay, I have
it. All right, water heaters. There's really only three manufacturers of water heaters, and then they put their names on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The brands that you want to talk to a plumber about is you either in this order, in my opinion, this is what you want. A. O. Smith.
That's what we have, and that's what I'm looking at.
Rheem. That's also mm-hmm. very good.
Mm-hmm.
Bradford White.
Okay.
And then if you decide to replace it, you know, mm-hmm. you want to you want to schedule it, and you know. Anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 is kind of on average to get this done. But I want a licensed plumber. I just don't want some guy in the back of a truck coming in there doing this, right? That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, sometimes, I think there might be, they make the, in the stairs in the bathroom with the hot water.
I'm sorry. You were just cut out a little bit on your phone. Say that again.
I think I have air at times in one of the when I'm shutting the hot water upstairs.
Yeah, you get a little banging.
Yes.
Okay, try this. I'm gonna put you on hold because we're losing your phone. But just hold on a second and keep listening. I want you to shut the main water valve off to the house. I want you to turn on all the faucets around the home, up and down, till it all drains out. Then close those drains. Oh, and flush the toilets too. Then close all those valves, slowly turn the water back on to fill the system back up, go back to those faucets and turn them on. They're going to spit and sputter a little bit. And then the aerator that's underneath the faucet, you're going to loosen that up and clean it up because sediment is going to loosen up a little bit, and I bet you'll solve that problem. But, you know, that, and thank you for the phone call, Lori. I appreciate it. The issue with water heaters is that, again, if you plan it, you're going to save more money because it's not going to be an emergency situation. All right, let's talk about our Noodaloo 2. I love to cook, and I'm going to tell you one of my favorite things to cook, because it goes with everything, is bacon. Right?
Yes.
Who doesn't love bacon? You're a vegetarian.
Even
you love
I
bacon.
Eat bacon sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Izzy loves bacon. Bruce loves bacon.
Who doesn't?
Actually, Bruce, who answers our phones, his middle name, Bacon.
Bacon Bits?
Bacon bits are not real bacon. That's like cardboard bacon. All right, enough about bacon. Who's hungry? Listen to this.
It never seems to fail. The day I finally clean my kitchen and the beautiful stainless steel around the stovetop is shiny, we seem to decide on something that involves splattering oil or grease for dinner. Such a mess.
Ow!
Not with this week's Noodaloo 2. Fry wall. Cheap, fire-resistant, and easier to erect than lath and plaster. Oh, wait, no, that's drywall. Drywall is a silicone splatter guard that fits inside the rim of any pot or pan so that splattering and sizzling food won't spray out. It kind of reminds me of a popped collar for your pan, or better yet, one of those cone things you see around those poor dogs. Frywall keeps all the sautéing, frying, and marinating food contained, even as it's exposed to high temperatures. And even though the walls are high, the soft silicone is angled for easy access to the food, so you can flip, brown, and sear while your shirt, kitchen, and you stay protected. To clean Frywall, you just soap and rinse, or better yet, stick it in the dishwasher. The silicone collapses down flat to save space when it's stored. They come in different sizes for your different sized pans, 8, 10, 12, and I think a 13-inch, starting at $17.95. You can find out more at frywall.com, thegrommet.com, or your trusty friends at Amazon. We'll put a link up on Lou's Facebook page, so be sure to check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I know it's subtle, but I would like to compliment you on the song choice.
Thank you very much. Oops.
What issues around
that's
here?
That's a good
song,
too.
Sorry, that's a good song, too, that I keep... we'll do that one later.
You can stop that.
Huh?
But it doesn't, like, auto-feed into...
On my thing?
Yeah.
On my computer?
We'll fix it.
We'll fix that later. Okay. Here is my one complaint about this product.
Okay.
They should sell it in a 3-pack.
I know. You have to buy them individually.
Right. Okay, so this is exactly what you said in your Noodle too. It is the new to me too. Is it's like the cone that goes around a dog. I always feel so badly for those dogs. Can you imagine how embarrassed? If I was a dog, I would be shame. I'd be like, "Don't look at me! Don't look at me!" Right? I mean, I just saw a dog the other day walking with a giant cone,
I know.
And I was just like, "Oh, because all you want to do is lick your butt." At that point, right? I mean, you know, that is like the only thing that's on that dog's mind is I got to lick that, whatever I got to lick.
It's like an itch that you can't scratch.
Oh,
you know,
can my
you imagine?
Gosh.
And I would just think it's uncomfortable. I mean,
I don't think
I've
ever.
Put this thing around your head once.
I've had
Let's
a bunch
see how
of.
It fits.
I've had, well, I think I'm going to have to. Hold
kidding.
On. You keep talking.
I was kidding.
Talking.
You're really going to. Okay.
You keep talking.
This is going to be a. This is going to be a picture.
Well, it's kind of more like a yarmulke.
Wow.
I kind of look like a. This will be. We'll post this on Facebook as well. There is no. I could fry something on my head right now, and there you go. And anyway, the silicone thing. What I love about this is that the cleaning part of it, the bacon part, and the cleanup is amazing because you could just throw it in the dishwasher, right? Dishwasher safe. But I definitely want a 3-pack. So we need to talk to the Frywall people. What is it, $17 a piece?
Well, it depends on what size you're getting. It starts at $17.95.
Okay.
Okay, but here's my thing that I thought that it could work for, too. You know, have you ever put in spinach or kale into
oh, yeah.
the...
And it's always
so
bigger than...
It's like falling
oh,
over
yeah,
the side.
Right.
So you put it in there, and then it...
I just sautéed some spinach last night. This would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put a huge bag of spinach
right,
in there and then work it. And the silicone, the nice thing about it is that it won't melt right against the pan. It's
right.
probably good for like 600 degrees or something like that.
That's exactly right.
And
very good. How did you know that?
Because silicone caulking is good for, it's the same material. Huh. So silicone caulking is good for about 600
really
degrees.
That's really impressive.
Yeah?
Up to 600. I mean,
I don't just
here,
make this stuff up.
I mean, I guess so.
But okay, so if it starts at 17, and how much are the more expensive ones? Like 22?
It goes up to the 13-inch. The Big Daddy goes up to it's $29.95.
So how about a 3-pack for $49.99? Oh, that's a little no.
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to think of what the point of purchase would
yeah.
make sense, right? I mean, because really. It's a piece of silicone, right? It's like, it's not that expensive. I get it. It's the concept and you got to buy it. But if I'm buying this, I'm not, because here's the problem with pans. You stack the pans in your drawer or on your shelf, and then you go to, you're not going to want to unstack all your pans because of your Fry Daddy. What's it called in the Fry Daddy?
Frywall.
My Wonder Wall. So I'm going to want to say, oh, I need this. And, oh, my Frywall's right there. It's in the drawer.
We'll talk to Lori. What's her name? Lori Grenier.
Grenier. Is she's the one?
She's the shark.
She's the shark. Lori, let's go. 3-pack. Check it out. Frywall.com, I assume.
That's
and
the
also
one.
Go to my Facebook page and you'll see a picture of me with wearing it like
yes.
a yarmulke.
Super cute.
Which will be super cute. 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222. We'll... take a quick break, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, but we're also going to talk with someone about making sure your fireplace is safe. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement questions, and when we pick up, we'll say...
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me
and then you'll
name?
Say...
Hello.
Or...
Hello.
or
"Hello, darkness, my old friend."
And then we'll say
"Good morning."
And then you'll say
"Help, I need somebody."
And then Lou will jump in and say
"If you got a problem."
Here he is now on 77 WABC.
I can assure you this, I can help.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. Let me get another call in here before we get to our guest. Up at the top there, Richard is on the line in Queens. Richard, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
Before I ask my question, I just wanted to let you know, not to gross you out, but they do have bacon-flavored ice cream.
I bet that's amazing.
Oh, like the sweet and the salty?
Is it real bacon or is it just bacon-flavored?
Whatever.
mystery.
It sounds good. All right, well, you just made me everybody hungry now, Richard. How can I help you?
Okay, real quick question. I live very close to an inlet of a bay in Queens.
All right.
And every time the sun's shining, I get these beetles with the red wings. They're on the outside of the screen. Is there any way, sometimes they get in, any way to ward them off?
So those are called box elder bugs. And this time of year, they love the warmth of the side of the house. And one way for you to get rid of them is there is a concentrated spray that you can put in a pump sprayer and spray on the side of the house that won't damage the house. What is the house? Brick, siding? What is it?
No, actually, they're landing on the screen.
Oh, on the screen.
On my apartment. Yeah,
just the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Can you get on the outside of that screen or no?
Not really.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think of how you could do this from your...
I guess I could spray from under the screen, you know.
You could spray from the inside out, okay? So this is a product you're going to need to find. It's called Bug Slayer, okay? And it's bug with two G's.
Okay, bug with two G's. Is it safe to breathe or to spray?
Yeah. It's fine. Mix it with water. You know what? For you, this is what you're going to do. In a little sprayer, like a spray bottle, you know, like a Windex spray bottle, spray it on that since it's a screen. Open up the window and spray the inside of the screen. They'll land on it, and it'll get into their ectoskeleton, and they'll be gone.
Fantastic.
Bug Slayer with two G's. You got it, man. Have a great day, and... bacon ice cream for everybody. 800-848-WABC. Before we get back to your phone calls, I mentioned at the top of the show that this is the time when people are cozying up around their fireplace, which is awesome. But it is also a time when you really have to be careful about the safety of your fireplace and your chimney. And that includes other devices that use a chimney as well. Joining me on the phone line right now is Russ Dimmitt, who's the Director of Education with CSIA.org. Mr. Dimmitt, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's nice to speak with you. Can you let our listeners know in the New York area what CSIA is?
CSIA is the Chimney Safety Institute of America. And our mission is twofold. One is to educate professionals who are out there taking care of homes, and the other thing is to educate homeowners and make them more safe in their home as far as working with their chimney and different venting systems.
Your organization has been around a very long time. I have promoted it over the years because it really is, it's one of those groups that the mission is the right mission, what you talked about educating, but it's also a place where people can go and find the right contractors to do this type of work in their area all across the country, correct?
Correct, yeah. If you go to CSIA.org and there's a zip code search there, you can put in a zip code, your zip code, and a list of people who have the Chimney Safety Institute of America certification will come up, and you can contact the one you feel most comfortable with and have them come out into your home and inspect your chimney.
Now we're getting into the holiday season, and certainly for places like the Northeast, you know, people aren't making a lot of fires in the middle of July. But your work of what a chimney sweep would do is not just relegated to work as it pertains to a fireplace, correct?
Correct. We do a lot of work with, for example, heating systems, boilers, furnaces, things like that. The products of combustion or the smoke or whatever you want to call it, that those type of appliances put off, have different components than a wood fire, like you'd find with a fireplace, but there are actually a lot of dangers with venting those, with things like carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, things like that, depending what the fuel type might be.
Right, right.
So I mean, our guys do a lot of work on chimneys that vent heating systems and water heaters.
Right. I mean, I think that's something that people don't recognize, that, you know, any combustion in a home, any product, whether it's your stove or your furnace, I mean, it does give off some level of carbon monoxide. And so making sure that it's vented properly is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, particularly on a gas-fired appliance, it's not that there's more carbon monoxide in that than there might be in an oil boiler or a wood stove or a fireplace. But because the products of combustion, you don't see the smoke and the smell like you might with oil or wood.
Right.
Gas on some level is even more hazardous, whether it be propane or natural gas, because you can't see that the appliance is not venting properly.
Right, right. Let's talk quickly a little bit about actual fireplaces. Does your organization have a recommendation that you give to users and homeowners about how often a chimney should be inspected and cleaned, and what that process should include?
We do. The NFPA, National Fire Protection Association, recommends you have an annual inspection of any chimney, regardless of what's venting, and we subscribe to that. There's a lot of things that might cause damage to your chimney that would not be related to your burning habits.
Right.
Might be plugs, things like that. So we do recommend an annual inspection, and they'll only sweep if it's necessary. We have some criteria, for example, on a fireplace, if there's an eighth inch or more of creosote or soot, we do recommend it be swept to get that out of there, because that is very flammable.
That's great. Good advice. Good advice. Russ Dimmitt is the Director of Education with CSIA.org. If you're looking for information on how your appliances and anything that gets vented should be treated and how the safety applications of them should be maintained, you can go to that website, as well as finding a quality member to work on your home as well. Russ, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you, Lou.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC. Let's see if we can get a quick call in here before we take a break. Sue is in Nassau County. Sue, you are on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for what you do for all of us.
My pleasure. What can I do for you specifically?
Okay. I have a bathtub that somebody sprayed with bug repellents.
Somebody?
Yes, one of my grandchildren.
Oh, God bless them.
They saw a little bug. It was in the bathroom. They sprayed it.
Nice.
We tried to wash it off with a cleaner. If you want, I'll mention the name.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Awesome Orange.
Okay.
It left a whole white finish wherever it was sprayed. I spoke to the manufacturer, and they told us to try something called Iron Off. Didn't help.
No.
So okay. Now we're left with a jetted tub with this white, rough finish.
Okay, so it's a fiberglass tub.
Yes.
And the bug spray, when the bug spray went on there, what did that look like before you tried the cleaner?
It was clear.
It was clear.
But it sort of eroded the finish a little bit.
Okay, this is what I want you to try. Okay, so and now the bug spray is gone, but now we have a rough finish as it pertains to the rest of the fiberglass tub.
Right, and it's white, where the tub is like a tan color.
Oh, even better. Okay. Okay, here's what I want you to try. And how big of an area are we talking about here, Sue?
About a foot and a half.
Okay. I want you to get a white Scotch-Brite pad.
White.
And I want you to get some spick and span. Okay? And spick and span is sodium carbonate. And I want you to mix a little bit of it with warm water. And I want you to, with that white Scotch-Brite pad, scrub the surface of that area to try and get that white color off, which I think it should come off.
Okay.
Now, if the bug spray or the cleaner etched the surface, in other words, if we get it back to the right color, but the difference in the surface is, you know, one's rough and one's smooth, then that can be polished out, but it's a little involved using the same type of materials like a buffer that you would use if you were re-gel coating a boat. So let's try this first.
Okay.
Call me back next week and see what happens.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Have
I appreciate you. Thanks, Sue. Thanks so much for calling House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll get back to your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou.
Bonnie's in Crestwood. Hi, Bonnie.
I have a question about my bathroom floor.
And House Smarts Radio.
One of the tiles next to the toilet is sinking down. My concern is there's water getting underneath the floor there.
He's taking your calls till 8.
Yeah, I just don't want to be going to the bathroom one day and end up down in the crawl space. You know, like the next 2 days or so. That wouldn't be super good.
Bonnie,
where'd you go?
Bonnie, are you all right down there?
Right here on 77 WABC. She said she'd always
been a dancer. Ooh, I just read that the Beatles are re-releasing the White Album, remastered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That is a great album.
You know, that's, I mean, not that I think of my daughter as sexy, but that's where I first heard the name Sadie, and
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Who knew?
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. All Beatles all the time. 800-848-WABC. Marie is in the Bronx. Marie, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How can I help you?
I own a house in the Bronx, and in the basement there's a small area where the oil tank and the water heater is.
Okay.
Above the ceiling, there's a pipe that's lined with asbestos. It's wrapped around. Also, in my garage, there's a long tube that is lined with asbestos. How can I handle this?
Well, two things. One, you don't know it's asbestos unless you test it.
Okay, I was told by the oil people when they came into service.
Right, right.
They looked up and they said, oh, you have asbestos.
They looked at it, but they didn't test it.
No.
So a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, that looks like asbestos. And I'm not saying that you don't have it, Marie, but unless you test it, you don't know. And so here's the thing. I want you to put – here's the thing with asbestos. If you worked in an asbestos plant and you were breathing it all day long, that's terrible. If you go up to that little piece of insulation and you break a little piece off and put it in a Ziploc bag and wash your hands, you got nothing to worry about. There's a test kit you're going to buy at the hardware store where you're going to put that in an envelope and you're going to mail it off. It's going to cost you $30, and they're going to tell you whether or not it's asbestos or not. If they tell you it's asbestos, then you need to get an asbestos abatement contractor to come in and do that. A little job like that won't cost a fortune, but it's not going to be free. And you can find somebody at the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, which is NARI, NARI.org. Okay?
All right.
Now, if the test comes back and says, hey, Marie, you don't have asbestos, then put some gloves on and take it all down and put it in the garbage.
Okay, but how do I shake it? How do I determine, or should I cut something off?
Just reach up on the end of it and break a piece off.
Okay. All
the
right.
size of a quarter. Doesn't have to be that big. Put it in a Ziploc bag. You go to the hardware store. You say, I need an asbestos test kit, and in there will be an envelope. You mail it off. In 2 weeks, you'll have the results.
All right. Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria. I appreciate you calling this morning, 800-848-WABC. Let's get another call in real quick. Elaine in Rockland County. Elaine, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your show.
How can I help
questions
you?
Questions when we don't know who to ask. I'm concerned. I don't know if my house is haunted. We have a humming in the walls. It lasts about 5 seconds, and it only happens once in a while, and we can't connect it with anything that we are doing. We have well water. Is that the reason? And we didn't always have this humming.
And
it's just going on now for a couple of months.
Okay, two things. It could be the pump regenerating, that you hear the humming every now and then, like as the bladder tank fills, or it could be that you have a bee's nest in the wall.
Oh, dear.
So is it specific to one area?
In the bathroom. We hear it when we're in the bathroom.
You hear it only when you're in the bathroom. And does the bathroom have an outside wall?
Yes.
It does?
Yes, we have more than one bathroom.
All right.
And we do hear it in every bathroom.
All right. I want you to hang on a second, Elaine. We're going to get your phone number because I want to call you back next week and we're going to talk about your problem. So hold on. Bruce will get your number and we'll call you back first thing next week and we'll get some solutions for you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend and check us out at HouseSmartsRadio.com.
77 WABC.